BBC Home Service presents
Miranda Hart's Joke Shop. Hello, I'm Miranda Hart. I'm doing my own introduction. Brilliant. I'm overexcited because apparently Gary Rutter's back from his travels. He's lovely, but I always make a cock-up if I see him. Well, there's never any cock-up involved, if you see what I mean. Oh, how naughty. I do make myself laugh. Previously in my life, my mother tried to marry me off on Oxford Street.
Someone please marry my daughter. I'm not asking for money. I'm literally giving her away. I know she's 6 foot, and yes, she's got quite pudgy recently, but you know what they say, big girls try harder.
What else happened? Oh, yes, I told the family how I blew my inheritance. Everyone, hi. I've started my own business with a friend. It's a joke shop.
Ah. Where did I go wrong with you, Miranda? Was I not there enough for you? Should I have been more overbearing?
Okay, let's get to work. Morning, Stevie.
Afternoon.
What?
It's nearly lunchtime.
Already? I'm meant to be having lunch with the girls.
You hate the girls.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to go.
You see, the point of my ironic use of the word lunchtime was to illuminate the fact that you are 3 hours late.
The trains were a nightmare.
You live upstairs.
There were leaves on the carpet. It doesn't work.
Miranda, it's delivery day, so focus. No silliness, please.
No silliness in a joke shop. Good idea.
You can start with the chocolate penises.
Sorry. Oh, every time. Like willies, but chocolate. Brilliant. Stevie, you're not laughing?
No.
Stevie, they're funny. They're like willies, but chocolate. Chocolate willies. It's funny. Okay, it's willies, but chocolate. Chocolate that you can eat, but in the shape of a willy. It's brilliant. Stevie, it's brilliant, yeah? A chocolate willy! Quite realistic, aren't they?
Not really.
Aren't they?
Please concentrate, Miranda. Or do you actively want our business to fold?
Look, fun is what is important here. If it folds, it folds. I do have a life outside this shop, you know. I don't, do I?
No.
Delivery, you see, I'll get it. You see, I'm working.
Hi, I'm just going to dump these boxes in a heap on the floor over here. There you go. Now, if you could just sign this for me. Lovely. Thank you very much, sir.
What? He just called me sir. He said sir, looked at me, and decided it was still the right option. Right, that's it. I'm going to my girls' lunch.
You'll have to get past your mother first.
Good morning, Mum. How are you?
Have you got a boyfriend yet?
And again, good morning, Mum. How are you?
What?
I said good morning, Mum.
Oh, how don't get emotional. Are you engaged?
Not since you asked last night, no.
You are clearly too fussy, which brings me to my news. Benji has at last split up from that ghastly fish woman.
I have said it before. I will say it again. I'm not marrying my cousin.
Stop Uncle John and Aunt Liz. They've been very happy.
Yes, but their son still thinks he's a rhododendron. It's true.
Too fussy. Bye.
Miranda, this isn't our delivery. No, this is all baby stuff. It's like toys, clothes, baby accoutrements.
Oh, look at this. This is brilliant. It's a baby that sings songs with the word baby in it.
Baby,
that's great. Baby, and it's a baby.
That is very, very wrong. Turn it off. Right, this needs sorting out.
Right, I'm off.
No, we need to deal with this.
But I'll be late. How could a man think a woman is a man? Okay, sometimes when they're not really looking, they might notice the height, call me sir, and rectify it. But he looks straight at me and still call me sir. I mean, I'm obviously not a man. I mean, I do have a penis, but that's chocolate. Actually, perhaps I shouldn't be wandering around in public with this. I'll eat it. Actually, this looks worse. I mean, I can be girly. No, I'll do some window shopping for clothes, albeit in big and long. Subtle, inoffensive name for the larger lady there. I've got a store card for them now. I get inundated with special offers. Buy two size 20 tops, get a free Sara Lee Gatto. It's not helpful. Oh, no way. Oh, my goodness, it's Gary. Okay, just compose myself. Deep breath.
Hi, Miranda. I thought it was you. Are you okay? You look like you're in pain.
Yes, sorry. Trap wind. So, Gary.
Miranda. It's good to see you. It's been a long time. Oh, sorry, I meant to give you a kiss on the cheek, not on the lips. Don't know what happened there.
I did it deliberately.
Can I taste chocolate?
Oh, well, to be precise, you can actually taste cocolate. Never mind. So, how was Malaysia?
Great, but it's good to be back. You're doing some shopping?
In here? What's this shop? Big and long, clothes for the larger lady. Well, oh, if I wanted to look like I'm wearing a tent, Gary. No, I'm a size 10. I live over the road there.
Oh, of course, above your shop.
That's me. Come and knock me up any time. So, you're looking sporty.
Just been to the gym.
Oh, yeah, because there's one round the corner.
Are you a member?
Yes. I'm not. Yes, Gary, no, really. Into keeping fit.
What's your sport?
Gymnastics. That's it. I'll work with that. I'm a gymnast, Gary.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Yeah. I mainly do ribbons and bar work. not pulling pints, Gary. No, just kind of balancing on a bar and then flipping off, that kind of thing. You probably saw me in the last Olympics. Although, having said that, I wasn't on telly much, because you will have noticed that a lot of gymnasts are quite manly, have no curves or breasts. Well, that's one category, not mine. I'm in the bustier section. It's less televised. Gymnasts. Busty is the category.
Well, listen, I'm sorry we can't chat for any longer, but I better get back to work. New job and everything.
Yeah, no, I've got a very important lunch, so...
Well, good to see you. Maybe we'll catch up soon.
OK, bye! Good, yeah, well, that all went very well, I thought. Lucky I enjoy living alone. Here we are, Il Pomodoro. It's my kind of place. It's got food in it. Right, deep breath. Wait for the boarding school nicknames. Bunty, Fanny, Podge! Oh, I've forgotten about the screaming.
All the girls together, girly chats, no need to know the offside rule now.
Well, it's actually quite simple. A player's offside if when the ball is played forward...
What?
No, I don't have a clue either. stupid girls. So, what's new?
I'm engaged. I'm engaged. I'm engaged.
I'm not.
I'm so sorry.
You poor thing.
Oh, that's Hidiola.
No, it's all right. I was joking.
Oh, about not being engaged?
No, about being upset. I mean, it's fine, no one's died.
As good as.
I mean, marriage and the baby thing's what my mother wants. It's not for me.
Is your mum coping okay?
She's fine. Hi, Mum. I'm home. What are you doing?
I'm just replacing your photo with a picture of a black sheep. It's a symbolic gesture, symbolic of how you are the black sheep. Is it clear?
Very.
Good.
So, we were talking about our shopping trap.
Wedding dress shopping.
Girl shopping trap. Yay.
Oh, do you want to come?
Marveloso.
Brillo pads.
Fabulous amatelard tartarine.
You're definitely coming.
Definitely.
Right, let's order.
What can I get you, ladies?
Me?
Yes, madam.
Madam, brilliant. It's good. Sorry, orders. Stevie, I'm back.
At last.
I got called madam.
Ah! What?
It's a girly scream. It's scary initially, but you get used to it. Oh, and I saw Gary.
And?
I told him I was an Olympic gymnast.
Why?
Well, you know when you get nervous socially, you end up lying to impress.
No.
Exactly, we all do it. Sorry, what is going on in here?
Yeah, I wondered when you'd notice, yeah. We've only had a double delivery of chocolate penises and even more baby stuff has arrived.
Well, you could have tidied up a bit.
Yes, I could have, but the delivery company put me on hold for 2 hours so far today. Now, as you know, Marenzar, I am normally quite a light-hearted, carefree woman.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But listening to James Blunt's You're Beautiful on a loop is testing my patience.
Fine, I'll tidy up.
What are you doing? Don't put those boxes in my office.
Well, where else are they going to go? They can't stay here.
Well, I don't want them cluttering up my personal space. I mean, would I put them in your flat? No, because that's your personal space. If only we had a stock room. At least we could put the chocolate in there.
It could be a cock room.
Look, just figure out where to put all these boxes. I'm going over to the till and getting back on the phone so I can talk to the delivery company or listen to James Blunt until I have to ring up the army and get them to take him back into active service.
Gary!
Hi. You seem busy.
Yeah, really busy, yeah. I mean, put simply, I'm deeply successful. Look around. Surrounded by willies. Some a cop magnet. Shoot me.
I wanted to ask you earlier, are you with someone at the moment?
Of course, yeah. I mean, cop magnet and all.
Oh, really? Kids?
Yeah, two. Orlando and, Bloom. You?
No, still single.
Me too.
You just said you were married.
Divorced now.
And the kids?
Dead.
That's terrible. What happened?
They froze. They froze to death. It's a funny story, actually. We're not funny, ha-ha. Funny in that it's almost unbelievable. You see, we were on holiday in the Himalayas, base camp of Everest, and it was really cold. And they were just running around in shorts and T-shirt, and I kept saying... You say, put a coat on, you'll catch your death. And they did.
None of that's true, is it?
No. You know when you get nervous socially, you end up lying to impress?
No.
Exactly, we all do it.
You know, you made me laugh. You are just funny and not mental.
I think so.
Good, because I wanted to ask, do you want to...
Yes, I do, yeah.
I haven't said anything.
I'll do whatever.
Go out for a meal later. Not a date, just a thing, if you like.
I do like very much. Why am I doing an Indian accent?
So I'll pick you up after work. So what, in a couple of hours?
Great! Stevie!
I'm on hold.
I've got a date!
Ah! Yeah, what?
It's the girly scream.
Oh, right, sorry.
No! No! The moment's gone now and that is not it!
Oh, right. Where are you going?
Back up to my flat to get ready. Oh, I've got a date. Oh, I don't know what to do. Yes, I do. Eat. Great. Wish it was legal to marry food.
Do you, Miranda Hart, take this huge meat and potato pie to be your lawful wedded husband?
Yeah, I certainly do. I'll tell you what, that is spot on.
My daughter is marrying a pie.
Oh, it doesn't matter. She's getting married.
You're beautiful. It's true. No, he's in my head. I have been infected with Blunt. Somebody please kill me. Miranda?
I'd love to.
Come down here and hold the phone. I need to go for a, you know...
For a what?
You know, a euphemism.
A what?
I need to go for a why.
Perfect. While Stevie's in the loo, I'm going to sneak out and buy some clothes. All I have to do is move these boxes of baby things into Stevie's office. There we go. And then just creep out without making any noise. Oops.
And where are you going?
Don't kill me, I've got to get something to wear. How often do I have a date? Never, it's my first one!
Look, Miranda...
Don't argue with me.
Miranda,
not listening.
Your mother is behind you.
Oh. I'm going to get a present for Cousin Georgina's christening. Shall I get you something to give them?
I didn't even know there was a christening.
Well, I didn't tell you because I don't want you there. They think you're dead.
What? Why?
Because because it's sometimes easier than saying you're single. Actually, come to think of it, if you're dead, I don't need to get you something to give them. Marvellous. Hooray for you being dead. God, what a lot of chocolate willies. Oh, well, at least we're moving in the right direction.
Now, I need you to put away those boxes of baby stuff.
I've done it.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome. Bye.
Right, where she put them? Oh, obviously, there they are in my office, cluttering up my lovely, beautiful office space, my lovely personal space.
Right, shop for the larger lady. Oh, hello, this looks promising. Bespoke ladies tailoring. Brilliant. Discover the woman inside you. Shoe sizes up to 14. Wow, great. Dress sizes up to 48 chest. Large collars catered for. And an inoffensive name, Transformations. Oh, that's perfect.
Hi there, how can we help?
Oh, hi. I'm looking for something flattering for me and really feminine because this might sound ridiculous, but I often get called Sir.
Yeah.
I know, silly. And I've got a date tonight and I really don't want it to happen then.
I hear you. Let's have a look at you. Well, you are naturally very feminine. Oh. You're very lucky. Shapely, ladylike calves and ankles. Now, this is a fantastic blank canvas.
Oh, good.
And as for the breasts, they are astonishing. I mean, honestly, they're fantastic. I've seen a few in my time, but those are something else.
Thanks. I always knew I could pull it off, but I just didn't know what clothes would suit me best.
Yeah, well, there is no point in wearing jeans and a T-shirt, is there? I mean, you might as well just be a man.
That's what my mother always says.
Yeah. Is she supportive?
No, on this issue, very much so, you know. You're a woman, dress like one, don't hide behind baggy clothes, that's her motto.
There's not enough of that support around. All right, let's sort you out. This is the bit where if we were in a film, it'd be a montage.
Oh, great, yes.
What about something like this?
I like it, I'll take it.
Maybe with something like this.
Oh, I love that, I'll take it.
Or what about this?
Yes, I'll take it.
Or how about...
I'll take it.
Or perhaps...
Yes, I'll take it.
Or maybe...
Yes, I'll take it.
But what about...
Yes, I'll take it.
Great.
Great.
And that comes to an obscene amount of cash.
Profane or really offensive?
Really offensive.
Oh, brilliant, thanks. I've always wanted to do that. How do I look?
I'm just rising receipt for the gentleman.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise we had a customer.
That's no problem. Wow. Can I just say, sorry, I don't mean to bother you, I just have to say it. You look gorgeous.
Really? Oh, thanks, that's lovely.
Amazing. Really feminine.
Stop it.
No, seriously. I mean, you really pass.
Did you hear that? I passed.
Okay, here you are, sir. Your receipt's in the bag. Miranda, why are you dressed as a transvestite?
I'm not, am I?
I'm so sorry.
Just leave, please.
Oh, don't worry, Miranda. Didn't he just say you were gorgeous and feminine?
As a man, Stevie. For a man, he thought I was gorgeous. For a man. As a man. A man. As a man. I mean, I wear normal, everyday clothes. I get called sir. I actually make an effort and... I am a transvestite!
Hi.
Hi, Gary!
Sorry, I didn't realise it was fancy dress tonight.
Oh, this isn't fancy dress.
Yes, it is. This is fancy dress, yeah. We're just trying on our new range of...
Transvestite costumes?
Good. You could tell what it was. That's good.
Is there a demand for that, then?
Is there?
Well, is there?
Yes!
Sorry, am I early? I can come back.
No, stay there. I'll be 2 seconds. I just need Stevie to come into her office to help me get changed. What am I going to do? I've got nothing else to wear. Help, Stevie. Stevie, help.
I shouldn't be helping you. Look at all these boxes. You shouldn't be going out. What's more important, the business or one evening with Gary?
One evening with Gary?
The business, exactly. And I think if the work doesn't get done, you shouldn't be allowed out. Oh, but fine. Go out.
Thank you.
And let the business collapse.
What?
I suppose he's not a complete stranger.
Exactly. See, I was at university.
She was at university with him.
So are you having a conversation with yourself?
Well, he distracted her from her degree.
Yes, she is.
Like he's distracting her from her business.
Anyone else getting this?
I'm only helping her because she's actually got a date. It might be her one and only chance.
Oh, I hope not.
So go. But I don't want these late nights having an effect on the business.
Well, I want them having an effect on another kind of business.
What?
Sorry, I thought you were still not listening.
Right, that's you ready? I can't believe I'm going to let you go out, but fine. Off you go. Have fun. Just be yourself.
What an appalling piece of advice. Okay. Deep breath.
You look great, Miranda.
Really? Thanks, Gary.
The wine list, sir.
Thanks.
Sir? Does that happen a lot?
Hmm? What? I'm being called sir? No. Hardly ever. I'm rarely, really. Really rarely. Almost not. No. No, hardly ever.
My mum has got to be worse than your mum. When I first got back, she was frantically trying to find me a wife.
No, my mum's the same.
Wanting to find you a wife.
Finding me a wife. That's good. But just to be clear, she wants me to find a husband because I am a woman. Oh, I do make myself laugh.
Listen, I'll get this. I know it's not a date, but I'd like to pay.
Very gentlemanly.
Talking of which, it shall now be my honour, fair maiden, to walk you back home.
Hmm. Well, I suppose it's not all down to her. There's peer pressure as well. You know, my friends all looked as though someone had died when I told them I wasn't engaged. So here's me.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Yes, please. Okay. Lovely, that's good, yeah.
I think it's all about the desperation to have kids.
I know, I mean, I just don't have that desperate urge to breed. And here's my flat. If we felt we did want to breed, we could do it in...
The number of women you meet at the age of 30 and it's suddenly kids, kids, kids.
I know, I mean, it's so boring. I'd say I have a fairly normal interest in children, but come in.
Oh, sorry, I think I've just trodden on something.
Oh, sorry, here, let me get the light. Oh,
ooh,
my...
Squeaky toys. Oh, and wow, that's a lot of baby clothes. And baby dolls.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Well, it's getting, I better be...
Yeah. Night.
Good morning, Lorenzo.
You ruined my chances last night. Turns out children's toys aren't an aphrodisiac. So, thanks, TV. Thanks a lot.
Gary was in your flat.
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Well, it is quite surprising.
I see your point. But it happened, and you ruined it.
Well, you shouldn't have put that stuff in my office. Oh, look, Miranda, I didn't realise you'd bring him back. I'm really sorry.
Fine, forget it. I see no more penises have come. Oh, if you pardon the expression.
No, and do you know why?
No, why?
Because the depot never answers the phone. I drive to the depot and I talk to the man who runs the depot and I explained the mix-up and the depot man said he would take care of it.
Oh, good.
And then I explained how annoying it was that I'd had to listen to 14 hours of James Blunt. And as I hated James Blunt in the first place, if I ever have the misfortune to meet James Blunt, I will kill him, ironically enough, by using something blunt.
Right, and what did the man say?
He said he was James Blunt's uncle.
So that delivery that's just pulled up, that would be...
35 boxes of James Blunt CDs.
OK. I'm just going to pop out for a bit. Bye. It's fine. It's fine. I'm over Gary anyway. And besides, I've got shopping with the girls this afternoon. So I've let it go now. I haven't. I think I'm just going to accidentally on purpose walk straight into his work.
Miranda.
Oh, hello again, Gary. This is weird seeing you here.
I work here.
Isn't it weird? Me happening to pop into a travel agent to browse through some brochures and here you are.
But I work here and
it's
you know I do.
It's all very weird!
OK, look, I was actually coming to see you later. I acted like an idiot last night, running away before you could explain.
Well, as long as you know there was an explanation, it was a stock mix.
You don't need to say, but you do need to let me take you out for a drink later.
Okay.
I'll pick you up about 8. So is that everything, or did you want to plan a holiday?
Yes, our honeymoon. Sorry. See, that's the worst kind of joke I could have made in this. Sorry, I'm just going to go.
What sort of veil, lace, chiffon, taffeta, organza?
Where's Miranda? She's meant to be helping us choose.
Sorry I'm late, girls. Wow, you all look wonderful.
Ooh, I know. Miranda should try one on too.
Oh, my God, definitely.
No, it'd be a bit weird with no engagement ring.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Right, I will.
I beg your pardon, madam. How can I help?
I'd like to try on a dress, please.
Really? Okay, I think I might have something. Size...
10? T? Is it 10T? I mean... 20.
I'll see what I can do. Right, here we go. It's the only one in size 10T.
you look
like I've just had a chiffon-based anaphylactic shock.
It is Hilaire Belloc.
Oh, you'll never get married looking like that. That is the funniest thing I've seen in months.
Yeah, it's not the best sales technique.
Oh, look! People in the street are stopping to laugh.
Oh, it'd be a nightmare if my mother walked past and saw me in a wedding dress, she'd faint.
Isn't that your mother there?
What, where?
Not really.
That's not funny, funny. Who's that guy staring at you?
Gary. Obviously that would happen.
He's running away.
Gary, wait! Gary, come back! Come back! I'm not desperate! Come back!
Daddy, why is that man in a wedding dress?
I am not a man!
Oh, shut up, my little boy. Are you? A tranny! Come back here and apologise!
I'm not a transvestite! This is almost getting ridiculous. Gary! Come back! No one's ever run so fast. I give up.
Mother, I feel...
You have been listening to Miranda Hart's Joke Shop. Starring Miranda Hart, Morwenna Banks, Vincenzo Pellegrino and Alison Sturdman. With Katie Brand, Alice Hart, Jim Howick and Charlotte McDougall. Miranda Hart's Joke Shop was written by Miranda Hart, with additional material by Tony Roche, Lisa Ray and Richard Hurst. The producer was Lucy Armitage!